Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone in between or irrespective of that binary, welcome back to LGBT&D, where the D stands for dice, and every voice you hear is a member of the LGBT community. You can call me Andy, because that's my name. I use he, him pronouns, and I'm joined by one of my usual lovely players and two lovely guests, who will introduce themselves to you in just a moment. Let's go ahead and start off with my usual player. Vanessa, would you like to tell us who you are and a little bit about who you're playing?
Hi, I'm Vanessa. I use she, her pronouns. I'm going to be playing Scarlet Web / Jack, who uses they, them pronouns. And yeah, they're doing their own thing this time.
Yes, this is the first of hopefully a series of solo issues to shine some spotlight on each of our individual heroes that make up the Hopefuls. And joining us for Scarlet Web's spotlight issue are Alice and Lee of two podcasts that I will allow them to tell you a little bit about. Lee, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the other projects you work on?
Yes, absolutely. My name is Lee. My pronouns are they, them. I am currently on loan from the Rollout podcast. I am, for this session, going to be playing Neve Ryan, aka Selkie, and I will be using the Legacy playbook. Neve's pronouns are she and her.
Fantastic. And Alice, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself, the projects you want to plug, and your character?
Sure. My name is Alice Kira. I use she, her, and fae, fair pronouns. You can find me on Twitter at MagicalGirlKira, but more importantly, you can find me on the Masked Actual Play podcast, Unlabeled AP, which is on Twitter at the same handle, where we are an all-trans girl masks podcast, which is great. And today, I'm going to be playing a different trans girl masks character. I'll be playing Tori, aka Nike, using the Gladiator playbook written by Brandon Leon Gambetta.
Shout out to Brandon, who is one of the creators of the Protean City Comics Masks Actual Play podcast. If you're listening to us, odds are you've heard of and most likely listened to them. And if you haven't, what are you doing with your life? Go listen to them. They're awesome. So yeah, with that, let's go ahead and get underway with our comic. Our cover is a send-up to Charlie's Angels, showing three people in that iconic pose. In the middle stands Scarlet Web, holding a frisbee in one hand and a folder full of college admissions papers in the other. On their left stands a tall, buff girl with a dark undercut, punching her two fists together. On their right stands a shorter, chubby girl whose hair seems to be floating in mid-air. She holds a trident made out of water and is impossibly beautiful. This is Sensational Scarlet Web, number 17. Our comic begins with a panel showing the front entrance of Pinnacle City's Center for Academic Excellence, which is decorated with a large banner advertising that today is the annual day for high school students to come and check out the university, interviewing the faculty and finding out if it's the right fit for them. And then we cut to a large open hall lined with the booths of various student organizations and different courses of study. We see Jack and their mother walking along the path, and what is the look on Jack's face as their mom just won't stop talking their ear off?
Jack is, like, looking at basically everything but their mother. They're very interested in the school, but just not really in anything that their mom is saying right now.
As the two of you are walking along, we get, like, a large speech bubble in the background that's just full of things your mother's saying. Oh, Jack, I think she's just going on about, oh, Halcyon City's just not safe, and it would be so nice if you went to this school because it's close by, and it's not too far away, but it's far enough away that you can be safe, and have you considered joining up with a sorority? When I was in college, I was in a sorority, and all of those people are still my best friends, and it's just, like, a big, long panel of speech bubble. Is Jack listening to it at all, or is Jack kind of tuning their mom out?
They're, like, half listening, just to, like, know if they're given a prompt to actually respond to something.
Okay. I think towards the end of it, Jack, what is your mom's name? Have we named her yet?
Her first name is Stephanie.
Stephanie looks at Jack and just says, Jacqueline, are you listening to me?
Yeah, sorority. I'm not sure if that's my thing, but we'll see, I guess.
You really ought to consider it. I want to make sure that when you come here, you have friends. And have you even, like, have you decided on a major yet? Have you even started thinking about a major yet? What do you want to do with the rest of your life?
I'm sure I'll be able to make friends. And for my major, I don't know. I was thinking about, like, chemistry or, like, engineering or something.
Well, there's a engineering booth down at the end, I think, but we should, you know, take our time, pick up some pamphlets on the way down. Make sure you really get to learn about this school. When is our next appointment? Which one have you set up visits to any other colleges yet?
I've looked around, but nothing's, like, stood out to me yet.
Well, you really gotta double down on this. Is Jack a junior or a senior?
I'd say junior. I think everyone's a junior in our main game. Maybe not.
Regardless, your mom looks at you and says, you're going into your senior year of high school and you're going to be too busy to really put a whole lot of thought into this college stuff. You need to get a jump on it. And I think through all of this, she is going to try to shift your labels. She is going to shift your mundane up and your superior down.
I'm going to try and reject that because those are both Maxed and Mind, respectively.
Your mom is trying to demunchkin you.
Oh, that's a 6.
Oh, no.
Okay, so how does Jack respond as their mom just keeps going on these tangents about school?
I think, like, they were going to say something, and then they just kind of, like, close their mouth and decide not to respond, because at first they were going to be like, it's fine, like, senior is not going to be that hard, and then they're just like, no, I'm already so busy now. I can't even imagine, like, doing all this on top of, like, looking for school and going on tours and all that. So I think they do understand that, yeah, they're probably going to be even busier. And the idea of that is very stressful.
Okay, and what condition is that going to make them mark?
I guess hopeless. There's just too much on their shoulders.
Yep, that tracks. So, Jack, as you're having this conversation with your mom, directly in front of you, out of one of the large doors of this hall, you see two people leading a large group of people that are your age. The two in the front are slightly older. And Lee, Alice, would you two each like to describe what your characters look like?
Yeah, Alice, do you want to go first or should I?
You can go first.
Okay. So Selkie is leading the way. Like I said earlier, she is using the Legacy playbook, and the suite of powers that she has is the Divine Armor suite. So that's the 4th one down. Divine Armor, Magic Weaponry, and most pertinent to this situation, Godlike Beauty. So she is like an absolute showstopper, but she is... She manages this while looking just a little bit seal-like. So she is about 5'2". She's chubby. She has like these giant, just chocolate brown eyes. She has like very full lips. And her hair, most notably, seems to move a little bit like it's underwater. Like there's kind of a flow to it that suggests that it's a little bit untethered from gravity. She's wearing jeans and like ballet flats, and she has like a sweater with like a little Peter Pan collar. And she's just like super animated talking. Like she talks with her hands. That's the last thing I have.
We get a panel of like one of those editor's notes inside of the panel that says Neve Ryan, president of the Student Physics Club. And then Alice, would you like to tell us about your character and what she looks like?
Sure. Okay, so Tori, last name redacted, her entire family's of Greek descent, so she's got like dark brown hair that's a little curly, but she keeps it short with the sides buzzed, because that's very, very cool. And she's got like one of those, I'm going to say Letterman jackets, and I hope that's the right thing, because I didn't do sports, but she does.
It is.
Cool. So it's like dark brown with kind of golden accents in whatever the Letterman two color scheme goes. I'm going to rely on you listeners to know more than I do. She's tall and pretty muscular, and she's constantly smiling and waving to other people on campus who are shouting out to her because she's pretty popular and well known around here.
If there's one thing our listeners are known for, it's being a bunch of jocks.
Everyone knows sports.
And then in her panel, we see an editor's note that says Victoria, aka Tori, president of Cherishing Her Girlfriend.
Hell yeah.
What does it look like on the page as Neve is tying up her first tour of the day, leading this group of high schoolers around?
She's very self-assured about the way that she goes about things. It's almost like she knows everybody on campus. She's smiling and waving at everyone. She's obviously casting a couple of glances at Tori in like that lovey-dovey kind of way. She's, you know, she's smiling. It's like everybody that she has with her on tour, she already knows their names. She already knows their parents' names. She's just like incredibly warm and in command of the situation without ever coming across as like conceited.
Fantastic. I think as the group of high schoolers around the two of you sort of starts to disperse, Jack, your mother, like, she doesn't really tug on your sleeve, but she gives it that little, like, pull to get your attention. And she just says, oh, Jacqueline, honey, I think they're starting up a student tour. Should we go along with them?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Well, you could stand to have a little bit more enthusiasm, but Jack, you and your mom make your way over towards Tori and Neve, and she sticks her hand out towards Neve, who is very obviously the leader of this student tours group, and says, hi, I'm Stephanie Goh. This is my daughter, Jacqueline. Are you starting up another tour soon, or...
Yes, absolutely. Stephanie, it is so nice to meet you. My name is Neve. Jacqueline, did you say your name was?
Jack is good too.
Jack, it's nice to meet you. And Neve sticks out a hand to shake.
Jack will shake her hand.
It is so nice to meet you. This is my partner, Tori.
Hey, how's it going? Enjoying the campus so far?
Yeah, it's been pretty cool.
So yeah, we were actually just about to start up another tour if you guys are interested in joining us. I would love to show you around.
I think as you were talking, there's like probably another handful of high school juniors and seniors that have started like crowding up behind Jack.
Hi kids, are you guys all here for the tour?
Most of them like seem like they're trying to be too cool to show enthusiasm. A couple of them just seem really nervous.
Oh my god, I love them. Oh, look at these babies. So Neve is just like, I'm so glad to meet all of you. My name is Neve. I'm going to be conducting this tour. I am the president of the Student Physics Club here. This is my partner, Tori. She's going to be helping me out. If you guys have any questions, just feel free to come to me or come to her. We will get you all set up.
Jack, every time that Neve says and introduces Tori as her partner, you notice that your mom not really side-eyes you, but she, like, looks at you out of the corner of her eye.
Jack has no idea how to take that. Can I, like, look at her and pierce the mask?
Sure. Go ahead and roll to pierce the mask for me there.
That's a 9.
You get to ask one from the list. What are you really planning? What do you want me to do? What do you intend to do? How could I get your character to blank? And how could I gain influence over you?
See, Jack doesn't really want to have a conversation about the look. They just want to know what the look means. I guess, what do you want me to do?
So let me ask, Jack. You and Beth, have you told your mom about... Well, first off, I know you're not out to your mom as non-binary. Are you out to her as not straight?
Yeah, I think... Jack would have mentioned that they have a girlfriend. I think we touched on that a little bit once when I failed or like got a 7 to 9 on my obligations. So yeah, so they've mentioned that they have a girlfriend, but they've been pretty quiet about like who it is. And they haven't like mentioned like introducing their mom to their girlfriend, like, at all. She's like, this is a thing that is happening. It is outside of our home. Let's just leave it that way.
Don't ask, don't tell. Just don't mention it. We won't talk about it.
So yeah, I think the way you interpret your mom's look is like she's trying to be supportive of the fact that like she still thinks that you are a girl. So she's like, oh, my daughter's probably a lesbian. There's these other probable lesbians here. That's like a coincidence. And like, isn't that neat? This is an open, accepting campus. So I think she's like, she doesn't necessarily want you to do something, but she wants you to feel accepted and like open.
Look, Jacqueline, your people are here.
Yes.
Look, you could go run free with these other lesbians.
It's like when you're walking a dog and you see another dog and you're like, hey, do you see that dog? I will also point out, Jack, as you were noticing this crowd forming behind you, you're not the only one with your parent in the group, but there's not very many of them that have a parent or guardian with them. Most of them seem to have kind of separated off from them.
Fucking dream. No, I mean, like, that's nice. Yeah, I think Jack is just definitely, like, notices that and is just like, oh, that it would be nice to, like, get to walk around a bit on my own, but that's not going to happen, so.
With that, Neve and Tori, would you like to lead us on a short tour around the campus?
Yeah. Tori, did you have anything that you wanted to do? Because I am talking a lot as Neve.
Sure. I think we get the group and we get started them walking around, and Tori's like, all right, now it is 2:15, so we're not going to be able to go into the botanical gardens. They will be closed so they can feed the man-eating pandas.
I think Jack's mom looks at Tori and is very concerned.
Neve has like this little, like, this impish grin on her face, like she knows that she's in on something.
And Tori just has a constant smirk, so if she's lying or not, who could tell? But yeah, but I think we can go through the physics lab. Their classes should be out, so we can take a look at some of the cool technology my brilliant partner here works with on the regular, and I'm not allowed to touch.
You sure aren't. Oh, Tori's so sweet about me. So I will show you the physics lab. Like Tori said, when you guys do see the groundskeepers, I do want you to just like nod, maybe acknowledge them, say thanks. They are in charge of feeding the pandas. And we have lost 2 in the past year. So just be mindful of them. Be respectful of them. They do a very important job here. So let's look at the physics lab. So this is where the physics club meets. This is our lab. We just got this centrifuge. Extremely expensive. The engineering students are also in this building. I like the engineering students. Honestly, sometimes they kind of strike me as a bunch of slackers between you and me. But if you decide to go into engineering, we will love you. We will cherish you. Come visit us in the physics lab. I personally like to do quantum physics, although there are other people here who have other disciplines. We won't judge. We love everyone here. So let's take a look at some of the other buildings. This is humanities. And it like this sort of thing, like this very bright litany of information coming out of her.
Love it. I think at one point we get a panel of Stephanie pulling Jack slightly aside from the group, and she kind of gestures towards Tori and she says, Jack, I think she's like you.
Well, I'll take this moment to have Tori say, all right, and on our way to the humanities, you'll notice that circular, almost silo-esque building over there. That is where they keep the nuclear toilet. Do not ask.
Oh, you guys, if you do ask, though, you guys are going to love the nuclear toilet. We got that back in the 50s. It's amazing.
What do you mean, like me?
You know, an athlete.
Is she, you know,
mimes
into sports?
Swinging baseball bat.
Walks you up to a couple. So which one of you is the physics major and which one is the athlete?
You all could, like, bond over that. You could be friends, right?
Yeah, I guess we could.
You get this feeling your mom is, like, her heart's in the right place, but she is entirely too overbearing right now.
Yeah. Mom, I'm really not worried about making friends. Like, I don't think that's going to be a problem.
I mean, it's always good to get a head start on that type of thing.
Do you want me to, like, go up and say hi? I mean, they're in the middle of the tour right now.
Right now, that would be weird, Jacqueline. You can't make friends if everybody thinks you're a weirdo.
Oh, so what do you want me to do? Do you want me to, like, say hi to them after and, like, talk to them? And I'd, like...
Well, yeah, later. I mean, you need to pay attention to what they're saying.
Okay. Okay.
As your mom says that, we get a shot that frames Jack's face against the bright blue sunshine of the very nice weather day. Very fair weather day. That is happening here in Pinnacle City. And then there is a crack of thunder and lightning streaks across the sky and down to the ground, probably like a good couple yards away from where this group is. Neve, Tori, and Jack would all probably recognize near immediately that that's not natural lightning and something bad is probably going on over there. What do you all want to do?
I was just going to say, I will give a meaningful look to my partner.
Yeah, Neve is going to catch that meaningful look from Tori and turn to the group and say, okay, so this is actually the part of the tour where we take a break. So right behind you guys, that is where the Student Activity Center is. That is the cafeteria. I would recommend you guys go in there, get yourself something to eat, get yourself something to drink. We'll meet up in, about an hour. Okay? Break.
Neve, I'm gonna ask that you provoke someone there for me.
Let's provoke, yeah.
Specifically just to find out, like, how your composure is.
That's a miss. That's a six.
Okay.
So maybe that that extremely put together facade that she's been maintaining for the tour has started to crack just a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. I think, like, as you're looking at this group of high schoolers, you can see, like, panic starting to come over their faces. You can tell they don't exactly believe that you're taking a scheduled hour-long break in the middle of this tour. I need you to go and mark a condition for me based off of that reaction.
Okay. We are going to mark guilty.
Fair enough.
I couldn't get these kids out of here. Oh, man. I'm so guilty.
They do file towards the cafeteria, and we get a panel of Stephanie pulling Jack along by their shoulders, saying, Jacqueline, we need to get out of here. I think something unsafe's happening.
I had to, like, bite my tongue to not be a smartass immediately. I'm sure it's not a big deal, Mom. But yeah, let's go to the center, like they said, and we'll hang out there. And you know what? Maybe I can meet some of the other, like, new kids that might come here.
That's a good idea. And as she's saying that, I want to cut to Neve and Tori. What are the two of you doing?
Well, the group's dismissed, so I'm going to turn and run towards where that lightning lit cracked down, because I'm going to punch some lightning.
Yeah, Neve is going to follow Tori. Can we have, like, a shared moment where we look at each other and nod, like, oh yeah, it's going down?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got to ask, do the two of you have, like, a cool costume transformation sequence, or what's that look like on the page as you all transition from Neve and Tori to Selkie and Nike?
So Selkie, they share, like, their little Let's Go Lesbians look, and Selkie has you see something start to glow under her shirt, and it's like a pseudo magical girl transformation. Like, it looks like water just comes up and envelops her, and when the water recedes, Selkie is standing there. She is wearing what looks like a wetsuit. And the insignia on the center of it looks like a very simplified face of a woman with her hands over her mouth. And then at the top of the insignia, it looks like a seal skin.
Love it.
Awesome. I love that so much. Yeah, Nike kind of has a similar thing where she does the thing, and don't do this because it hurts a lot, where you punch your two fists together. And
there's... Oh, I just did it. It does.
Yeah, I told you not to. So she punches her two fists together, and there's just a flash of golden light that covers her body. And when it dissipates, she's wearing like a very stylized Greek tunic with a golden olive leaf headband thingy. And then she has like wing patterned epaulettes on her shoulders and some gladiator sandals. And I think the like tip of her hair is tinged gold too.
Oh, that's so cool.
As the two of you come around this building to where you saw the lightning strike, you see there is a large crater in the ground where it struck. Standing in this crater, like it's large in diameter, it's fairly shallow, maybe a foot or so at the deepest. But standing in the deepest part of this crater are two people. One is a humanoid form, a little bit over 7 feet tall and very broad all over, made completely out of lightning. And the other is a female presenting person who is very muscular, but in like a toned way, thing like Wonder Woman. She is wearing a black sort of bodysuit with yellow accents. She has on her head, it's sort of like a cross between like a tiara and a headband, but it's made out of like lightning bolt shaped, and her eyes glow a bright blue. She has a staff in her hand that is gold, and at the end, it's twisted around each other, sort of like almost like a DNA strand.
Like a caduceus staff?
Yes. And in the middle of those two twisting strands is a blue ball of sparking lightning. She points the staff at the two of you as you approach and says, "Who goes there?"
Well, I'm president of the campus physics club and a member of the student welcome wagon.
"What is your name, citizen?" And as she says this, she starts like levitating off of the ground.
Hey, I'm not a citizen, and this is my college campus, so why don't we both introduce ourselves to each other?
"My name is Alundra, and this is my brother Din. We are the Children of Thunder, here to claim this land for our father."
"Okay, well, this college just renewed its accreditation, so you're going to probably have a more difficult time with that than you think."
"That sounds like a challenge." And she flies in your direction.
Oh no, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
I'm going to punch her.
Okay, before that, I want to cut to Jack and their mom inside of this cafeteria. Jack, what are you doing?
Once they get inside, they like walk with their mom over to like a table or something. They're like, "Hey, you know, I'm going to just run to the bathroom real quick, and then I'm gonna try and like mingle and stuff, okay?"
"Okay, do you want me to go with you?" "Not to the bathroom, that would be weird. But like, do you want me to stay here or?"
I mean, like, it'll be easier for me to talk to other kids without my mom there.
I think as you're looking at your mom, there's like a brief flash of sadness across her face, but then she does that mom thing of quickly hiding her emotions, and she just nods and says, "Yeah, I'll go pick up some more pamphlets and see what I can find out about student organizations."
"Thanks, and thanks for bringing me to this."
"Of course, Jacqueline."
"Okay, I'll talk to you later." And Jacqueline's going to rush off to the bathroom. And then I was going to make this joke in chat, but I'm like, I'm going to have the opportunity to do this. So in sharp contrast to Nike and Silky's like wonderful magical girl transformations, Jack is in like a fucking bathroom stall, like changing into their costume, hiding their stuff in like the ceiling in one of those like panels and whatever.
Yeah, in the drop ceiling.
Yeah.
Did we get a panel of them like with one leg in the pants of their suit trying to get the other one in and just like stuck?
Yes.
Then they hit like the flusher on the toilet. And...
yeah, it's like, oh, I have to take off my shoes to get my suit, but I don't want to touch the floor with my feet.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask, How is Scarlet Web going to get out of this bathroom and through the cafeteria without being noticed?
Is there a window?
Roll to assess the situation for me.
Cool. Oh, this is not going to go well. That's a 3.
Oh, no. What situation?
There is a small window that you could climb up and squeeze out of. As you climb up and squeeze through this window, like after you're out of the building,
mm-hmm.
we get a panel of the empty bathroom. And then we see your stuff fall out of the ceiling that it was concealed in.
Oh, fantastic. Aww.
So back to the Thunder Woman flying straight at Selkie. Nike, you said you wanted to punch.
Yeah, I'm a punch.
Okay, that sounds like you're directly engaging a threat to me.
Hell yeah. I love to directly engage a threat. Wow, that's rude.
We're not having a banner night here.
Roll 20 just doesn't like me.
You do have one team in the pool if Selkie would like to assist her girlfriend here.
Selkie would love to assist her girlfriend. So what Selkie is going to do while Nike is about to punch this lady in the face, she's just going to stick her foot out to trip her. Not Nike, the other woman. And like catch her off balance because she's so focused on Nike that she's just going to like just kind of stick her foot out.
Yeah, that'll work. Then go ahead, Nike, and pick one from the directly engage a threat list.
Cool. I am the gladiator, so I have to choose to impress the opposition. I gotta show off how strong and tough I am.
So I think what happens here is like this woman, Alundra, is flying towards Selkie. You punch out, and I think it's sort of that Dragon Ball Z style fight scene. Like your fist meets her fist as she's flying. And the two of you, like, lock eyes with each other. She cocks her head to the side and says, "Finally, a worthy challenger."
Eh, that remains to be seen.
She, with the fist that isn't, like, touching against yours, puts her staff up to your chest and just blasts you backwards. Since you did not choose to resist or avoid their blows, I need you to take a powerful blow for me.
Cool. That's a 4. And
That's good.
Yeah.
Finally, rolling low has benefited us.
I also have a move, because the gladiator has a move called Now It's My Turn, where when I take a powerful blow, I may shift my danger up and any other label down. And I think I'm going to shift superior down to a -2 and danger up to a 3. And I also have stuff if I get a 10+ on a powerful blow, but that's not going to happen. I'm going to win.
Okay, so tell me what it looks like as you were blasted by the energy of this staff.
So we're meeting fist to fist, and she like sticks the staff right in my chest and blasts me with lightning.
Yes.
And it just like arcs through me, and it might leave some scuff marks, but one of my abilities is regeneration, so my skin just like repatches itself the second the lightning stops, and I just cough, and I'm like, "Oh, please, you're children of gods? I bested Heracles 1-on-1. You think you can go with me?"
That's my girlfriend.
And that also procs my Tales of Glory playbook feature. When I invoke one of my exploits to threaten someone, I roll with danger.
Okay.
Which is an 11.
Hell yeah.
So on a hit, they must back down or prove themselves against me before they can threaten anyone else.
I think we get a panel of her feet just like digging into the dirt underneath them. And she says, "Heracles was my father's bitch." And Scarlet Web, would you like to make a cool entrance here? You see this woman going 1-on-2 with Selkie and Nike. There is also a hulking form made out of electricity down in the bottom of the crater.
Okay, I would like to go after the hulking form. I want to come swinging in and web part of this creature and then like just like a small part and then kick that spot like as they're flying in so they don't get shocked. That's the ideal situation.
Okay, that sounds like you're directly engaging a threat to me.
Before I roll that, can I activate Game Face? When you commit yourself to save someone or defeat a terrible enemy, market condition, take +1 ongoing to all roles in direct pursuit of that goal.
Yeah, that seems appropriate. What condition are you taking?
I am going to mark angry. I've been frustrated a lot today, and I think like it's Jack is just finally like letting that out and like letting themselves feel it.
Can't imagine why they'd be frustrated.
I know, right? Everything's been great today.
So you got an 11 on that directly engage, means you get to pick 2 from the directly engage a threat list.
So I would like to resist or avoid their blows, and that like I web that spot so I don't get shocked during the kick. And then impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay, so yeah, I think you web and kick this creature in the chest. It doesn't expect you to be as strong as you are. Like, Jack isn't, like, a physically imposing person, but with your super strength, you knock him back probably a good foot or two. He's still on his feet, but you can tell, like, by looking at him that he was somewhere between impressed and surprised by the strength of your blow. And as this is happening, what's Selkie getting into?
So Selkie is confident that Nike's got this with Alundra, so she has turned back to face Din. And I think as she does that is when Scarlet Web makes their entrance and just like fucking kicks this person in the chest. And she looks at Scarlet Web, and Selkie's a smart person, so she can kind of put 2 and 2 together and looks at Scarlet Web and goes, "You're new here."
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh god. All right. Oh geez. Okay. Stay behind me. Oh my god, I'm gonna get a prospective student killed in a supervillain battle. This is great. I'm so gonna lose my position on the welcome wagon because of this.
Selkie, would you like to provoke Scarlet Web into getting behind you?
Yeah.
Because I doubt Scarlet Web's going to go along with that.
Oh, that's a 10. So I'll phrase it in a way that's a little more teamwork oriented. Selkie looks at Scarlet Web and she goes, "All right, roll with me." And I would like to, the Legacy's power suite includes magic weaponry. I would like to call some of that up. Would that be a roll to unleash my powers?
No, I think that's probably just something you can do if you're just, like, summoning a weapon to your hand.
Well, what Selkie is going to do is sort of cross her arms and then pull them outwards. And as she does, a whole bunch of water shoots into the air and forms itself into sort of like spears. And she wants to aim those at Din with an aim towards trying to short him out.
That sounds like you're trying to unleash your powers to me. But before we get to that, Scarlet Web, what's your reaction to what Selkie has said?
Well, when what Selkie had said was "get behind me," I was ready to mark a condition. But with roll with them, I think Jack is going to see what they do first before deciding how they act.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and count that as adding a team to the pool. And before you unleash your powers there, Selkie, let's go ahead and roll y'all up some team.
Woo!
Love to have team.
So who would be the leader in this situation? Or do you all have an established leader?
No, Neve will... Tori will defer to what Neve says, because she's the brains.
Yeah, I guess Neve is... I don't want to say that Neve is the leader because she and Tori work as a unit, but Neve is the, what did we say the dynamic was? Red Oni, Blue Oni?
Yeah, Neve's the Blue Oni.
Yeah, so Neve is the Blue Oni in this situation. So she's the one that's trying to like sort of figure out a plan for everyone to follow.
Scarlet Web, would Selkie have influence over you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not very influential.
Selkie, what is your purpose in this fight?
I want to get these chuckleheads off my campus!
Does anybody's purpose differ from that?
Nope.
Nah.
Okay. Does anybody mistrust Selkie or the rest of the team?
Nope.
No, I'm good.
I trust myself implicitly.
I don't think you're ill-prepared or off-balance enough to remove a team, so you all will start with 4 team in the pool.
Hooray!
And hell then, yeah. Selkie, you can go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
Okay, womp womp, that's a 4.
Oh no.
As these water-based weapons are formed in the air around you, Selkie, you see this hulk of a lightning man just blast out lightning at each of them. They dissipate in the air and fall in a rainstorm around you. I feel like I'm going to have you mark either hopeless or insecure there.
I am going to mark hopeless because Selkie has played Pokemon before. She knows the type matchup between electric and water.
That's fair. Have you ever tried to punch a bird? Because Nike is trying to punch somebody that's flying. What's going on over there with you, Nike?
Oh, I'm going to punch this person who's flying.
Okay. Roll to punch for me.
Roll to punch. So that's a 7.
Okay. Go ahead and pick one off of the directly engage a threat list for me.
Yeah, I'm going to choose to take something from them. That magic lightning staff they have. This is unarmed combat, so I'm just going to knock Yoink. That all the way away.
Okay, what's that look like on the page as you do that? Like, how are you going about doing it?
I think we probably, like, separated a little bit after the last tussle. So I'm going to charge in and give, like, a quick 1-2 to the body, going for, like, the lower ribs and then the solar plex, and then grab the staff and pivot and give a side kick, just kicking her away and wrenching the staff from her hands, and then just tossing it over my shoulder, like, no weapons, let's do this.
Oh, she's so cool. This is in character, by the way.
I think, like, as you charge in, she double hand swings it towards your head. You duck underneath, go through that motion, and then throw her staff away. She looks you dead in the eyes once again, cracks her knuckles, and says, "A one-on-one battle it is, then." And she strikes out with a fist covered in lightning, bringing it into your jaw because you did not choose to resist or avoid her blows.
No, I didn't.
And I need you to take another powerful blow for me there, Nike.
Hell yeah, that's an 11.
You get some fun choices there. Remove yourself from the situation, lose control of yourself or your powers, or 2 options from the 7 to 9 list.
I love losing control of myself, but it's like too early for that.
We got to build up to it.
Yeah, I'm going to mark 2 conditions.
Okay.
Can we tell Alundra that she's doing homophobia to us? And maybe that'll stop her.
Okay, I'm going to mark angry and guilty. I'm going to provoke a teammate to foolhardy action.
All right.
Oh, ho.
I'm going to, like, she, like, punches me in the jaw, and we get a panel of me, like, staggered a little and probably have maybe a little bit of blood coming, but I just wipe it away and my lips, like, flash gold and are healed back up, and I'm going to shout, like, hey, new kid, you going to stand around watching or are you going to do something?
Okay, roll to provoke Scarlet Web there for me.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm best at with my -2 superior and guilty. It's a 3.
Okay, Scarlet Web, you hear a very angry voice calling out to you that doesn't really inspire you to do a whole lot. How are you reacting as this person yells for no apparent reason?
I think Scarlet Web is just going to, like, roll their eyes and go back to fighting the electric monster. Because that other person obviously has no idea what they're talking about because I kicked this thing before and knocked it back, like, a foot or two. So I'm doing work.
That's fair. What do you want to do to this electric monster?
Where are we exactly?
You all are in the bottom part of the crater. It's about a foot or so lower than ground level.
Okay. So
more wide than deep. Like, think of, like, the craters on the moon, that type of thing.
Right. But, like, where on this campus is this crater? Like, are we in, like, the quad? Is this, like, in the parking lot? Is it somewhere in between?
It's, like, in not really a field, but, like, a patch of grass behind one of the classroom buildings.
Yeah, it's a quad.
Okay. I need to know these things for my substance mimicry, but I don't think there's anything particularly good against lightning right now.
There's a frisbee. It might be the fabled ultimate frisbee.
I mean, if there's a frisbee, plastic doesn't conduct electricity, right? No, that's rubber.
Shit, you're right. No, plastic doesn't conduct electricity. It melts, but like it doesn't conduct like a current.
Andy, is there a frisbee?
Oh, please let there be a frisbee. Oh, please.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, fuck it. There's a frisbee.
Yes, okay. So, Scarlet Web, in trying to show off, is going to attach like an anchor of their webs to just this random frisbee that got abandoned when a game of Ultimate suddenly had to stop because a giant crater and two bad guys showed up. And from there, the other end of the web, they're just going to try and like cover this thing in webs that will be turning into plastic. And while it may melt, they're hoping to kind of like contain it and stop the current from like getting out. And then maybe like if they can overwhelm it enough, just have like giant plastic mold in the middle of the quad.
Okay, I could see that being either directly engaged to take their movement from them or unleashing your powers. So I will let you make the call on that one.
I think both options are good because with unleash, there's a chance of it being temporary or unstable. But with directly engage, I could create an opportunity.
Let's go with unleash.
Yeah, my stat for that is lower, but I like the idea of it being like the possibility of it being temporary or unstable.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I got an 8.
You can either mark a condition or the effect will be unstable or temporary.
I think in the spirit of things, I'm going to mark more conditions because that's always fun. I'm going to mark insecure because as Jack is doing this, they realize like, oh, this is requiring a lot more than I thought it would. I don't know if I've used this much webs in like a long time or ever.
All right. So you are able to cover Din in just like this coating of thick plastic webbing. Selkie, what are you doing as you see? The way I imagine this going is like he's trying to move. And like in cartoons, when somebody runs through like concrete or something and they like slow down and just get frozen.
Yeah.
That's sort of what happens to him. What would you like to do with that? Goes down.
Well, what Selkie does, first of all, is she looks at this guy covered in like plastic, and she looks over at Scarlet Web and she goes, oh my god, that was brilliant! Plastic doesn't conduct electricity! You're brilliant! Oh my god! I gotta talk to you about joining the physics club after this. Hold on.
Okay.
The problem is I also dumped everything I had into Selkie's savior stat. So what I would like to do is use one of the legacy moves, which is Symbol of Authority. When you give an NPC an order based on authority that they recognize, roll plus savior on a hit, I can choose one. Or they choose one, actually. So this is your call.
Is the authority that you're the president of the physics club?
Would he recognize me being president of the physics club?
He is the otherworldly son of a god. I don't think president of the physics club. I don't think that really like strikes his authority in his brain.
Okay, would the latest person in a line of otherworldly Celtic god beings be the sort of thing that he would recognize?
Yeah, that's much more in line with what he would recognize.
Okay, one day I'm going to be able to roll Symbol of Authority based on my status of president of the physics club. But for now, that's a 9.
Okay, let's see. On a hit, they choose one. What is it that you are trying to order him to do?
Leave! Or like, stop attacking us, or just like, chill there. Like, stop trying to kill us. So I guess do what you say. Or attack me at a disadvantage, or freeze.
Yeah, I think, like, he's struggling against the plastic of this web, and you see him, like, slowly stop struggling. It's hard to tell if he's doing this willingly or if he just can't move, but at least for the time being, he has been neutralized by the two of you.
Okay, cool.
Before we get to your next actions, though, I want to get back to the fight between Nike and Alundra. Nike, what's going on as the two of you fist fight?
Ah, man, it's awesome.
It's so fucking cool.
I love this. Yeah, I'm going to say, I think we get a few panels of us like trading blows back and forth. And I'm going to like take a few steps back and hold my hands out. I'm like, I've never been defeated. You might as well just give up now. And I'm procking my tales of glory again. I gotta threaten him. So I gotta be like, you might as well give up now before I have to pummel you into the dirt.
All right. Go ahead and roll. That's with danger, right?
Yes. And that's another 11.
Okay. What is the condition there? Like, what happens?
It's either they back down or they have to prove themselves against me, which is what we've been trying to do, but they haven't been doing a very good job about it.
Burn.
I think you see the doubt sort of forming in her face. And she says, I am the daughter of the very concept of lightning itself. I will not be defeated. And she's going to charge straight at you with her fist raised to strike you unless you do something to stop her from doing that.
I think she says, I will not be defeated. And I say, and I'm Nike, the avatar of victory. How do you think it's going to go? Before I punch her in the face.
All right. Directly engage that threat for me.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. Go ahead and pick two from the list.
So this time I'm going to resist or avoid their blows.
Fair.
And yeah, I'm going to take something from them. I'm going to do like a rear back punch to the face so she like rears backwards. I'm going to like step in quickly and give her a quick shot to the solar plexus and take the breath out of her for a bit.
So yeah, I think the way this works is like she brings that right fist in like on the side of your head. You get the forearm up to block it off and then like take that shot into her chest.
Mm-hmm.
She gets knocked back a good couple of feet, lands on the ground, and like you see dust kicked up around her as she hits the ground. She's looking up at you from her spot on the ground and says, you're stronger than I thought you'd be.
Damn right I am.
Selkie or Scarlet Web, would either of the two of you like to step in here, or would you prefer to sort of watch from the background?
Selkie knows the score by now. She's not going to interfere because she knows her girlfriend has got this. And they had an extremely long heart-to-heart the last time she stepped in, and she knows not to do it again.
I think Tori is going to see Selkie watching and give her a wink and a kiss.
Selkie is like, hell yeah, that's my girlfriend! That's my girlfriend! She's like punching the air.
I mean, I was going to say, like, Jack doesn't know this and steps in, but after, like, with Selkie doing that, I think Jack is, like, feeling feelings, because Jack also has a girlfriend, and that just made them think of her. So I think they are also going to, like, give Nike some space.
Oh, can Selkie grab them by the forearm and be like, come on, cheer with me! That's my girlfriend!
Go Nike!
Yeah! You're doing great!
I think Alundra stands up off of the ground and, like, wipes some dirt off on the back of her wrist, off of her face, and just says, you're a worthy challenger, Nike. I look forward to facing you again in the future.
Yeah, same here. Just send a letter first next time.
I think we get a smirk as she stands up and wipes some dirt off of her face with the back of her wrist and says, you're a worthy defender of Earth. She holds her hand out towards the staff and it flies into her hand. She does like a cool flip of the staff so that the handle is out towards you and says, until I come to reclaim this.
Ooh, hell yeah.
That's cool. Oh shit, that's cool.
Yeah, it really is.
So cool.
I'm going to reach out and take the staff respectfully and reverently. And then I'm going to immediately like fist pump it in the air like it's the trophy from a World Series. That's a thing.
Stanley yeah. Cup.
The lightning that came to deliver them strikes her and her brother Din. And in the next panel, the two of them have disappeared. What do the three of you do as you are left alone in the remnants of this battle?
Well, Selkie runs over to Nike and like throws her arms around Nike's neck and just gives her like a big old kiss.
Hell yeah. Nike's gonna wrap her in a hug and like lift her off the ground and celebrate. Like, yeah, that was amazing.
Selkie is doing like this cute thing where she's cradling Nike's cheek in her hand and she's like, look at you, you've made a pen pal. You made a friend.
I mean, I hope they're a pen pal. Groundskeeping is going to be pissed with this.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, we're going to have to send another fruit basket to the head of maintenance, aren't we?
I don't see why that's our responsibility.
Oh, we should. It's the nice thing to do.
I didn't make this crater.
I know, but, like, they can't send a fruit basket. So, like, it's okay. I'll take it out of the budget for the physics club. It's fine. They don't ask questions. And Selkie drops off of Nike's neck and looks over at Scarlet Web and says, so I'm not going to ask any questions because I have a feeling that you're not exactly from around here. But can I ask what your name is? You know, your not your name, but what I can call you by.
Scarlet Web.
Scarlet Web. Well, I can't speak for Nike here, but I know that we would certainly like to see more of you around campus.
I'll definitely say this school has moved up to the top of my list.
Oh, I love to hear that. Can I shake your hand?
Yeah, sure.
Selkie shakes, like, hands out, extends her hand to shake Scarlet Web's hand, and then, is it okay if she hugs them?
Yeah.
Yeah, she pulls them into a hug. Oh, you were just brilliant.
Thanks.
So, at that hug, I think I want to transition to Jack returning to the cafeteria. How is it that they are slipping back in to hopefully not be noticed by their mom?
Ideally through the same window they left out of.
Okay, so I think what happens is you slip in through that window and go back to the stall that you changed in. Rather than finding your stuff in the panel that you left it in, your backpack is sitting on top of the closed lid of the toilet, and there is a sticky note attached to it that just says, I know who you are. I'm going to come calling.
Fuck. I think Jack is just going to crumple up the sticky note, throw it away, and change back.
All right. Give me one final panel of Jack interacting with their mom to close this out on.
I think Jack is going back out there with everyone else, and they find their mom sitting at a table, not necessarily alone, but with, like, you know how they have those big round tables and, like, three families will sit at them, but there's, like, a seat in between each family, so they're not really interacting.
The plausible deniability distance tables.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Jack will go over and sit down next to their mom and just, basically just, like, smile, like, genuinely for probably, like, the first or second time since they've been here and just say, you know, I really like this school.
Well, good. And she reaches out a hand to put on your shoulder and says, you know, I don't say this often enough, but I'm really proud of you, Jack. And then one last panel that I want to have. Do Neve and Tori share, like, an apartment or a dorm together?
I think, like, a dorm.
I would say Neve definitely seems like the type to be an RA.
She might be an RA. I think that a really cute little detail to have in the bed is that, or in the dorm, is that it's like two, like the double twin beds that they have, but they've been pushed together.
Yeah, I think we see that with the two of you. Like, it's later on in the day, in the evening. The two of you are, like, getting ready for bed together. And we see now hanging above the bed on a shelf. The staff of Alundra.
No, I instead of a shelf, can it be like two command hooks?
Yes.
I'm thinking college dorm.
You just have two command hooks with the staff of a thunder goddess. Because that's masks. And that's going to be the end of our issue.
Hello and welcome to St. Fleur, where the city is modern, the fantasy is urban, and the faction politics are at an all-time high. Join us in Shadows of St. Fleur as we follow the wizard, Alistair Lockwood.
Regret to inform you, I'm not a wizard. I am a master of the arcane arts.
The scholar, Jeremiah Roderick Crawford.
I'm an earl, you know, and you're a baron, as words carry some weight.
The wolf, Victor Margaret.
Victor stands on the bridge. In the cold. Fuck.
The Fae, who is known only as Silk.
Do we know if this was a standard mugging?
And the vamp, Alex Giroux.
Quite. Because the first time the door opens, I'm going to push her out.
through their experience in the city. Shadows of St. Fleur is an Urban Shadows actual play podcast with a majority LGBTQ+ cast playing characters finding their way through faction politics, all in pursuit of their own individual goals. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Be gay.
Roll dice.
An LGBTQIA actual play podcast network.
Give me just a second. I've got to go let the dogs in.
Yes, Stephanie.
Oh no. Pop music never prepared us for this occasion.
No! Who let the dogs out, but in a minor key?
That's what we in the business call a transition, kids.
Oh, I thought transition was a much longer and more difficult process than that.